Good morning, everyone. Welcome to Universal Energy Radio. This is a Some of You show. My name is Elisa.
My name is Liz. The reason why I got on so late was my phone was dead.
Oh, my gosh.
And I'm like,
oh
no.
God.
And I had to run. down a long hallway to swap out the phone and dive in. Like, no. It's always something. It's always something on the Some of You show.
It is. It is always something.
Oh, girl. Honey, there's a show outside of the show. That's a damn sure. And for those of you around the world that celebrate and acknowledge Easter Sunday, which is when we are doing this show live right now, happy Easter for whatever that means to all of you. And just in a non-secular, conceptual way, the transfiguration, resurrection, reinvention, really walking into the wisdom of the soul.
Mm.
But let's just try to tap into the wisdom that can only be generated from being on this earthbound plane and learning from all the wonderful experiences and the challenging ones, which turn out to be wonderful when you benefit from the wisdom gained. So, although it may not seem like it at the time, that's for damn sure.
Oh, my goodness.
Girl.
Yeah. There's a lot going on, I know.
Ooh,
so,
there's a lot going on.
Yeah, I know. You actually called my cousin Anna yesterday morning.
At your house.
And Anna had spent the night at my house, which was fine. I mean, you know, we had a good Friday.
Literally. Right.
Good Friday. It was just, you know, she's been going through her own roller coaster ride, and to be able to, you know, spend time with her and either help her work through stuff or just, you know, be present. That's pretty much what it is.
Yeah.
But Friday night, we met up with one of our friends, another person who's done a radio show on Universal Energy Radio, Donna Terrazas. And so Donna is a great acupuncturist, and she does something called reunion healing. Anyway, she's just a lot of fun. And another Gemini, just if you're all keeping count of the number of Geminis that I've been popping up lately in my life, it's really funny.
Yeah.
But just, you know, between the two, well, between really the three of us, you know, we were just carrying on. And, you know, and I got back into some old fun. It was like old fun Anna, you know, just to kind of crack jokes and
yeah,
you know, be a little more free with how she was feeling and how she would express herself, which is
right.
Normally very, very funny. She has a great sense of humor.
Yeah.
And it's different from mine. I think mine back in the day was very sarcastic, and hers is not like that at all. It's really interesting. How she just, her delivery is, it's just like, wow, oh, okay. It's pretty funny. So it's good to get her laughing again. And then so she opted to, you know, allow some space for her ex-partner, knowing that she would have pretty much the whole weekend with her kids. So she said, okay, I can, you know, spend the night, you know, hanging out with some friends and family on you know, Friday night. And then you know, we're in the middle of a conversation, and then she gets a call, and it's you. I'm like, ooh.
She was so, you know, she was just on my mind, and I only had, like, two corners to the puzzle that I was
right.
working with. I really didn't,
right.
I really didn't know I didn't understand how things just made such a sharp turn.
Mm-hmm.
And I think in my parallel, yet it's being played out very, very differently, but energetically it's very, very parallel, almost to the day when things are happening. Like, it's insane. Like, within a 24-hour period, between what Anna was going through and what I was going through, just very heightened things. After Thursday's show, I was working, and thank God my older son was home from spring break with my younger son, and I ended up in the emergency room. My younger son had to be rushed by ambulance. It was this whole thing. And at the same time, their father is coming back from being out of town for 10 days per my request, because I want to work toward an amicable separation, which sounds a lot nicer and easier than the actual excavation of that process, unfortunately.
Right. Right.
So, and within that time period, within 24 hours before that, Anna was going through her own very extreme heightened experience on her end. So I just think energetically, it's so fascinating that we're like lining up with very intense, emotional, exhausting, monumental. Life lessons, emotions, always working towards shifting back to perspective, allowing the pain to, you know, wash through you, dealing with the dynamics of children, of a partner, and changing that status. And it's very interesting because we really benefit from each other's perspective, and I think that's one of the reasons why I called her yesterday, and I forgot that she was spending the night at your house, which was perfect. I'm like, of course, I'm going to call, and she's at Elisa's house. And I could hear Auntie Lumpia cooking in the background. I said, of course, perfect scenario. Mm-hmm. Pull me up a chair and pass me a plate. Like, seriously. But it really gave me some understanding, because where in my situation, it's really by my request to change it, to redefine it, to technically claim that the marriage, in my definition, I'm not looking to be divorced. It's not convenient. It's not necessary. It's not practical. I have no reason today, not what I want to do, just for very practical reasons. But I need to change the dynamic. It needs to shift where Anna's ex-partner was the one who kind of initiated the shift and the change. So we're kind of learning from each other's perspective, because there are things that Anna has said to her ex-partner that my husband has said to me, you know, and I would explain from my point of view how I would feel when I would hear that. And she would say things that my husband would say to me, and that I would understand from her explaining what his point of view is. So
right.
That has been that support and that understanding and that sort of 360 perspective has been very insightful, very helpful. And I think it's interesting that we're cross-pollinating, and I can really see that the dynamics on both sides, because I'm sort of a mashup of the two of them. In a way, I can really, really understand. Yes. So it was just wonderful to get clarity, which now that I understand the narrative, I'm like, oh, my goodness.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, got it. And although painful in the big picture, this will be for the best, and this will actually become the portal for a life that she's always wanted to live, that she sort of had to modify or redefine or sacrifice a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, really interesting. And it's so funny, because when I called her, I completely wasn't even thinking about where she was going to be. So it was perfect. It was just perfect. So I felt like we did a private show. Yeah, we went deep. But so grateful for a friend like Anna, and you, of course. But it's very interesting to go through very similar things at exactly the same time.
Yeah.
It's fascinating. there must be a reason for. I don't know if it's been that exact. Like, I've gone through things that other people have gone through, but not at literally the exact same time. We were literally
right.
at the exact same, like, by the minute things are happening
mm-hmm.
that are so
mm-hmm.
parallel. I don't know if I've ever gone through that so identically.
Yeah.
I don't know. I have to think about that. I have to ask her that. Have you ever gone? I don't think so.
Would you have a hand raised?
Well, let's do it. And thank you for accommodating the show time. So we're going to get up at
9:30. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I know Easter is usually crazy for most people. I'm just like, a lot of my plans have changed.
Yeah, what's happening?
Since I guess Thursday. Yeah. So a friend of mine who normally I tease her because I think you're like my grandmother in a past life. This is my friend Laura who loves to host people, have people over to her house. She and her husband uh-huh. are amazing. So we had made plans for Thursday night, this past Thursday, to meet up and have dinner and just catch up, just have like a girl's day out. And I texted her Thursday after the show just to check in, make sure we're still on track. To do dinner because it was going to be like 5:30, like early, like right, pretty much for her right after work. And I just wanted to make sure everything was still lining up. And she's like, "Oh my gosh, Elisa, I'm so sorry. You know, her grandfather had a stroke,
So
she's, you know, she's like leaving early from work to fly back out to Oklahoma City.
Oh my goodness.
That afternoon. And she's like, "Well, you know, could we possibly meet up for lunch?" And I'm like, well, you know, I'm looking at the time, like, well, you know, I'm actually running an errand with my aunt. I'm actually like at the bank. And I said, you know, I was thinking, I don't know if she has time to do lunch. I mean, that's just, like, she has a lot going on.
Yeah.
So I said, well, let me call you back because I'm in a meeting right now. Let me call you back. And I call her back. And she's just, like, you know, trying to scramble and take care of things. And she said, I'm so sorry. You know, we'll have to reschedule. I said, that's fine. And then she said, well, could you possibly drive me like to the MARTA station so she can get her train to the airport? I said, of course.
I told you, you with the car, you're amazing. That's so great.
I said, of course. She said, I'm not even home yet, but you know, she's like, I can pack just very lightly and she said, maybe we can stop off and get coffee. She said, I probably need to get something to eat. I said, you haven't eaten yet? And no, not yet. She said, she also works in an area that is affected by this section of the interstate that the bridge collapsed.
Oh, my God.
It has rerouted traffic to where people who live or whoever has to drive that stretch of road. I mean, you don't realize how much it impacts everybody, but it's
sure
a pretty
does.
Major. It's an interstate.
Wow.
People have had to sit in traffic for, you know, a couple of hours. Despite her living maybe 10 minutes away, 20 minutes away tops, it takes her closer to an hour to get to work. So she's had to leave early to get there on time or I would say to try to find a parking space because there's also a parking situation
right
there where whatever the reason now there are like 2,000 more people trying to get on that campus.
That's crazy.
How they use a term. Yeah. So she's, you know, I'm like, okay. Anyway, we make it work. Mm-hmm. We stop off. We eat a light lunch at this, it's basically Indian street food, but it's in a nice restaurant.
Right.
So we get to catch up and so that was good. It was just, it's one of those where there's just a lot happening and having to switch gears. So she was planning to have people over today for Easter brunch, you know?
Oh my God. Of course. Can't do it now.
So I'm like, when had first said, well, you know what, can we change the show to a little earlier? I'm like, that's totally fine. That's perfect. So now,
right. Because you had a brunch to go to. Oh my God! So this was Thursday.
Yeah.
So you had two friends with medical emergencies.
Yeah.
Oh my God, it's insane. All right, go ahead.
Yeah. Yeah. So anyway.
Okay.
So yeah, I mean that's it. I mean, that was it. That was.
What are you gonna do today, honey bunny?
I don't know yet. I may go visit Anna and her sister. My cousin Rose. But I just have to just figure out the timing, and then I actually have another friend who wants to have people over, or at least have me come over a little later on, like in the afternoon for like, you know, Easter coffee or whatever. So there's stuff to do.
Oh yeah, listen, you're a demand. I mean, you what's so great is you can, because you can't say this about all your friends, but I could say this about Elisa. You can take her anywhere, and it's such a compliment. I cannot say that about many people. You can take this girl anywhere. You can get a hot dog and a beer at a baseball game, soccer game, women's soccer game, or you could take her to an art opening, you know, like, and anything else in between. Like, seriously, you can meet a parent's dream. Oh, look, you have such a nice friend. How come you're not like her? She's so small. How come you're not smart like her? But you can take her anywhere. Like, that's such a fabulous quality, because you really raise the energy just by being so kind and present and compassionate and fun-loving and joyful and in the moment. And that's great. So, yeah, you...
Thank you.
Yeah, there's no... It's true. There's no... April Fool! Oh, no. There's no lack of... No. Oh, is he so... Okay, I'm a mess. Okay, there's no lack of... There's no lack of, girl, there's no lack of, you know, I would say opportunity, options for you to have. So, but thank you for accommodating the earlier time. Let's grab this call so we make sure that we take care of everybody.
Yeah, we have now a couple hands raised, so we'll do.
Better not get up.
This
so
one.
Let's just say the last call we're going to take will be at 9:15, 9:20 the latest. We just have to put a boundary on there. Okay.
Yeah. Easter
good morning.
Stuff. Good morning, Margaret.
Good morning,
how
ladies.
Hi.
I'm good. How are you?
We're good. How are you?
Good.
And you managed to call in, so we know it's a busy day. It's also a day to acknowledge. Okay. Mm-hmm. To acknowledge Courtney. So let's just start off with the message and see where it takes us.
Oh, all right. Thank
okay.
you.
Sure. Ready when you are. This is going to be the message of the day. Hey. With my phone being dead, I didn't have a chance to have us pull a message of the day. That threw me off, so now we have this. What's so interesting, there's no number, very rare, no number with this message. No number. Here's the message. Clarity to breathe into acceptance, overriding resistance, and embracing who and where you are as an energetic progression filled with promise. Well, I don't know about you, but I'm going to take this message. I'll read it again.
Yeah.
Clarity to breathe into acceptance, overriding resistance, and embracing who and where you are as an energetic progression filled with promise. And I love this part of it, that we are energetically progressing into moments filled with promise, possibility, rebirth, resurrection, transfiguration, renewal. It's a beautiful, beautiful message. Thank you so much for choosing.
Mm-hmm. Oh, thank you. And I want to tell you what happened in the dream that I had will fit into that message totally.
Yes.
It was actually the dream I had right before I woke up, and it's usually the ones that I get visitations, and I got a visitation.
Of course you did.
And she was actually watching, taking care of a little baby or a toddler, similar to what my daughter is babysitting. She babysits a relative of ours. And at some point, she she shows me a picture on the wall, and the picture keeps moving, like the sideways or something. You know, it's
uh-huh.
you have to keep straightening it up. So I go over there to try to fix it, and it moves. So for some reason, I start blessing it.
Mm.
And then I take that picture off because the next one goes crooked.
Oh,
and
wow.
Then I take the picture off, and then maybe the glass in the frame goes crooked. And I'm the picture actually moves out.
Wow.
And all I could get is the energy.
Right.
You're changing the energy where you are.
I
went
the
all the way down this
mm-hmm.
wall.
Mm-hmm.
And
wow.
She was with me all the way. And it's like you're
was.
Changing your energy because,
yep.
yeah, we had a moment yesterday.
mm-hmm.
Speaking of, you know, everything that's happening, like with friends that are being ill and, you know, your son and it started Friday, but yesterday it kind of hit the wall and with my youngest daughter.
Wow.
And it was just addressed to me,
mm-hmm.
even though everybody was there.
Yeah, but you're the safest one. You're the safest one. You're so pure.
Yeah.
Of course, you're going to be with the big, you'll be with the target bullseye.
Okay.
You have your own circular, 2-for-1. Go ahead.
So, I mean, one daughter that is up here with her kids, she hasn't seen what's going on. She only hears a little bit. So
right.
she got to see it firsthand.
Good.
And everybody here, I felt sorry for the kids because she...
Right.
In
front of them.
Okay, the kids are older, except for the baby, which is a total stranger to me, our family.
Right. Of course.
And
right.
so I had Easter things for them to take home because they weren't coming today.
Right.
And when her daughter, you know, I said, here, bring it over here because I left it in the wagon outside. How many are there? Who's it for? I said, for the kids. How many? I said, there's... And I
oh
said, who? No, that's not fair. They have to have for everyone. And I'm like, I'm thinking to myself, the baby's not even a year old. If I would make, what would I give you?
Oh,
anyway?
My God. What wouldn't be a choking hazard? Hello?
But energetically, it was like, you don't acknowledge him to your family, but we're supposed to give something to him, and it's, we don't get, you know, there's nothing there.
Right.
And he's kind of like not family. And
I understand. Yeah.
There's this, you know, feeling that you're being ripped apart. Like,
yeah.
So anyway, so
oh
I,
my God.
You know, going around to tell my son-in-laws and my daughters, I'm like, you know, I'm sorry, you know, this is, you know, shouldn't happen, but this is her.
Right.
And it was heartbreaking for the kids because she just dragged them out in front of everybody.
Mm-hmm.
She's like,
wow.
Oh, we're going home. Left
wow.
Mm. And I was like, okay.
And an avalanche.
Wow.
Mm.
It's not me.
Nope. And that's
so,
proof, right.
And she needed a way out. She needed an excuse to say, this is, you know, I'm going
to
do this.
Well,
because
she wanted,
I didn't acknowledge
get
her
out.
Before.
Right.
Yeah. So, you know, that it's sad that she's doing this, but it's not going to stop me from seeing my grandkids.
Of course not.
And she'll do whatever she can, but I think she's getting to the point where it's between her and doing the legal thing now. So,
wow.
You know, I have nothing,
what,
I have no
what
control
does that
over
mean?
That.
What is the legal thing?
She's,
mean?
Well, where she lives now, she's not in, her son is not in the school district he's going to.
Oh,
school.
Yes.
So,
okay.
And he's been getting on the bus here in a different school district going to school.
Right.
So now I think she's catching up where, you know, somebody else is probably from school is probably, I didn't know you live out here. You know, you don't, you know.
You got to be so careful with that stuff. Ooh.
So, you know, there's things that, actually somebody said something that to her daughter saying, you know, what you do now is going to come back to you because she's the oldest granddaughter and she can be quite a little bully. So.
Mm-hmm. Well, look at the love she's projecting. I mean, look at what she's learning.
Exactly.
You lead by example.
She's teaching her children so many
things.
Oh,
what a shame.
One thing, it just broke my heart.
Mm-hmm.
When they were outside or inside. No, they were in the house yesterday. And one thing that her son said, it broke my heart, is that I have so many bad habits. Who would tell a child that they have bad habits?
How old is he?
And it broke my heart. He will be 8 years old.
Oh, my God.
Next month.
Oh,
yes.
My God.
So I'm like,
well,
oh
you
my,
know that's conditioning.
The
what? Oh, that's heartbreaking.
Yes.
I'm sorry.
So, and I know it's not her, but it is her because she's letting that happen.
Of course.
So my heart is broken.
Yes, of course. Oh, my God.
But anyway, but that message is like, you know, she was telling me, you know, just keep moving.
Right.
It's the energy that I'm giving, and no matter what.
Wow. Well, you just hold on to being that beacon of light and strength. And I don't have to tell you what you already know about your resources and the gifts that you have within that you can access.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't even need to be redundant because you definitely are well equipped for the task. And before we say goodbye, from the beginning of the conversation, I was getting the impression of the color like a burnt orange or a rust or a pumpkin color. Can you tell me what that? Tell me.
My favorite color is orange.
There you go.
I'm sitting in my bedroom that has this kind of a reddish orange color.
Okay.
And
okay,
I have
good.
Clothes hanging there. Orange.
Well,
orange.
Okay. Well, that's from Courtney. Okay. Okay.
Yep.
Okay, because I don't know if I'm going to burn orange. So,
yep.
Okay, good. So just know that let that be further confirmation that despite appearances, that all is well.
Mm-hmm.
So, okay, my little Orangina. Oh. Happy Easter.
Well, thank you so much. Happy Easter.
Enjoy
your holiday.
Yes, enjoy your day, sweetheart. And we'll
love
talk
you.
To you soon.
Love you guys.
Love you.
Thank you.
Yeah, I got like, oh my God, rust, orange, burnt orange.
Oh, that's funny.
Let me just mention this because it came in at the beginning of the call. I'm like, okay, let me remember to say this to Marguerite. And I'm glad I did. All right, so let's knock out a couple more calls.
Well, no, last caller ended up dropping, so maybe they had a 9 o'clock thing to do, but whatever. Whatever. Let's just see here.
I'm glad we spoke to her. That was important.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
I'm glad she was able to find the time to do that.
Yeah.
Well, she's got the ongoing family drama, too.
Oh, my God, the energy.
The daughter.
Right.
Yeah.
Oh.
So strange. And hello to Havertown, who's in the chat room. She says, happy Easter. So happy Easter to
Billy
you, too.
Billy Cheesesteak.
Michelle.
Just saying hello. Hi, my love.
I also had some crazy dreams. Well, not bad dreams at all. But it was like people kept changing. People that I remember from like my childhood, and I can't confirm like you know how in the dream you associate a person or a figure with a particular person, but then it morphs into something else.
Right.
So it could be two different people. Represented by that one figure. But this had a lot to do with threes in terms of the people involved. Like me, of course. And then the part of the dream that was interesting was the getting picked up to go somewhere to eat dinner. And I want to say that in the car, and even the car, like, was morphed into something. It was, like, a really small car. I'm like, it's not really enough for all of us. I had to actually sit in the lap of, she's, like, one of my old girlfriends, but we're still good friends. I had to sit in her lap to go to the restaurant. And I want to say the person who is driving is, in this case, he was one of our coworkers because I used to work with this girlfriend of mine. As I'm talking it out, this is what helps. As I'm talking it out, the person that I thought was driving the car is someone who has passed. But the two of them, his name is Tom. The two of them, Tom and my girlfriend Karen, have the same birthday. They're both May 19th. And I got along great with Tom. I got along well enough with Karen at times, but it was interesting because I want to say it was him that was driving the car to this restaurant. But when we got to the restaurant, the person who I guess morphed into from Tom into this guy, we went to the same schools in Charleston. We went to rival high schools, but we were involved in a lot of the same things. And then he ended up also going to the same college I went to. So that was our connection. I actually got to know him a lot better when we were in college.
Mm-hmm.
But they have the same coloring, like, you know, but they're not, my friend Tom was really tall and my friend Eric is shorter, but they both have this like dark brown hair, brown eyes, and they're Southern, they're super nice. And it's almost like he was taking us to dinner. And then the third person wasn't Karen anymore. It was another friend from high school. Actually, the two of them went to high school together. But so now this is Kathy. Kathy is like one of my oldest friends. We met during like gifted and talented summer classes, a bunch of nerds, when we were probably in middle school, elementary school maybe. So, but I've lost touch with her in real life. I actually haven't been in contact with her for a number of years. But now we're at dinner, and it's not that romantic kind of dinner, but it's like, oh, we're just being treated very well, you know, very nicely. And because in real life, you know, I'm thinking, you know, my friend Eric married, has, you know, like three kids. But it was always such a gentleman, always so nice, and you know, had flowers, like little, well, not even like full flowers, but just like the flower part, like very little stem. But here's a flower. It had like flowers for people, like a flower. And, you know, like I could tell it was a very pleasant evening. And I can't remember how it ended, but I remember waking up thinking, who were all the people involved? Trying to remember, was it Tom or was it Eric? Oh, it was both. Was it, you know, was it Karen or was it Kathy? I think it was both. So they kind of morphed into these different people, but I was like, oh, well, that was, you know, like that was nice. And there was also a part of me in that, mm-hmm. and I can't remember if it was in the dream or just, you know, as in waking, is like, I think all these people had somebody. Like they all already had partners except for me. So I don't know if I was considering myself a third wheel.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm like, well, mm-hmm. so it was a fun dream, but then I was like, well,
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So a couple of things, because, you know, I take notes. couple things. So it's interesting because it's like the car couldn't fit everybody. It's like the clown car.
Right.
Where, and that's a metaphor for your current dwelling situation.
Mm.
Okay, so not everything mm-hmm. is really fitting properly, so then you feel like you can't go anywhere.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, but it's not completely unpleasant. It's not,
right.
You know what I mean? So it's okay. It's just the current state of appearances and chaos, but you're managing the chaos. This is mm-hmm. why everybody, it was trusted energy, and originally Tom... this is the symbol. Tom, who's no longer here, he was in the driver's seat, right? Because Tom he has elevated his form, meaning he is no longer on this plane here. He has done his time, so to speak, and now he has elevated his consciousness, which is why he's no longer in physical form. So it's telling you that your physical form, meaning the environment, is being elevated because your consciousness is always in a state of flux and shifting in that direction. So it's not like anyone's stuck. It's just there's a lot compacted into a very concentrated space, which can only contain so much energy for so long. Which is why you got, you know, dumpsters in the back of the house right now. Does that make sense?
Right. Yeah, okay. Yeah.
And it's, you know, metaphorically, it's always a going back home, literally, which is why you're dealing with energies of people or morphine of people going back to Charleston and your oldest friends.
Right.
Because it's that energy of going back home. So it's not like what we are seeking is outside, and this is the toughest thing to remember, what we're seeking is outside of ourselves. It's there needing to be uncovered. And then we feel uncomfortable because it's the only way that you're going to hear the cries of your higher self say, okay, already it's time. So we're gonna throw a lot of crazy stuff at you to get here. And I think that's what's happening with Anna. I think that's what's happening with me. I think, in a sense, that's what's happening with you in a much more calmer situation. But there's chaos. There's physical chaos, you know, in your dwelling right now and amongst other things. And it's interesting that in your observation, you got to see that everybody was partnered up, but you weren't you didn't feel less than. It's almost like you know that these are necessary steps to take in order to take that next step. But you can't have a shortcut, because shortcuts get you in trouble. Shortcuts mean that things end up in box, and I'm looking at things in containers and things, you know, in my apartment, and things are sort of in flux right now. You know, why am I going to make household repairs to a place that maybe doesn't feel like my own anymore? I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
There's
mm-hmm.
a lot of stuff going on, you know, and I don't want to say too much, because, you know, some things might get misinterpreted by certain people listening to the show. So I can't get it's going to be misconstrued, and I will never say anything negative or harsh about my kid's father, and I can't have something said very innocently misconstrued or taken literally. We speak very metaphorically on this show too, so just FYI. So I'm trying to be very mindful of my words, which isn't a bad thing actually. So and I think it's what's to come and what's before you. And I think what's so beautiful is that, you know, you were given, they didn't have to be long-stemmed roses. They were these cute, beautiful, quaint, I think that's the word I want to use, quaint little flower that you were given. And it was given from this person who's on the other side, if I'm not mistaken, correct?
No. This was given by
the other guy.
My friend. Yeah, my friend Eric. He's my age.
Right. So, but that's representative of, again, blossoming, evolving. And it doesn't have to be this big thing. It could just be very quaint and subtle and your own and still have the same impact. You know, you're in terms of being out there, and I think it, and I've been feeling this for a couple of years now, that, you know, you are slowly, and I think a lot of it's been unconscious, slowly getting ready to recirculate
mm-hmm.
in terms of the dating population. And it
mm-hmm.
doesn't, and the thing is, on your terms, in your way, so that you're, and I think, and I don't know, I don't know, this is an energetic thing, so don't take me literally. So I don't know if in the past you were so mindful of what the other person needed or presenting tailored fit to what they needed, that unconsciously you sort of masked what you needed and then would get very resentful after the fact. I don't know if that's the case. I don't know. I may be misinterpreting that. However, because I wasn't there and I'm just picking up energetically, this go round, because you've stepped back long enough that you can go in with your little tea roses. You know what I mean? You can go in with your sweet, unique, interesting bouquet as opposed to the 200 box of long stem roses.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Like, you could have your quaint, like, harvested from the English garden, and you collected the paper, and you know what I mean? Like, it's that more well thought out as opposed to the some generalized popular assumption of what that means to be chivalrous or to be someone showing interest to someone else. Like, you're going to bring more fully who you are than you ever have before. That's just what I'm getting. I think this dream is sort of leading to that.
Okay.
Didn't think you get all that from a little dream.
No, I know it could happen, because you can get a snippet and then it's like, you know, you go on for like, you know, an hour, like, oh, and it meant this and this. I'm like, wow, okay, I'll take it.
Yeah.
But I like all the different connections that were made. with work and school connections.
Right.
Even like Tom and Karen and even my aunt, Aunt Dilupia, they actually have also the same birthday, by the way.
Oh,
May
19th. That's crazy. And I forgot, you just reminded me, but like a week, and I don't even remember, but a week ago, so much has been going on that your parents showed up in one of my dreams as just players in the dream. Isn't that crazy?
Oh, really?
Yes. They were helping me with something. But they were very nice. I forgot to tell you. But your parents showed up for the first time. So you can tell them that. Like they popped up. It's a compliment. They popped up in my dreams. You know what?
That's
funny. Well, you know what? They don't know me from a can of paint, but I feel like I know them so well because of hearing about them all the time. You know, and feeling such a connection to your family. So it's very funny. So they popped in last week. Just saying.
Did my mom have food for you? Or
She was giving me something, yeah. Definitely. They were both helping me. They were both help. It was nice, actually. I was touched. I'm like, oh. Yeah.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah,
that's
they were
great.
Helping me.
Well, that's,
yeah.
That is really interesting. For years, I used to have dreams with my mentor, Lois, and her husband, Keith.
Mm-hmm.
Like, the two of them would always show up in my dreams. Not always, but when I would dream, you know, it would be very consistent. That the two of them would always show up in a dream for something that was going on. And sometimes I didn't even know exactly what it was.
Right.
But now Lois is on the other side. You know, Keith is, he just turned 90, I want to say 92, maybe.
Oh, Leia. Good for him.
So I always felt very comforted seeing them in the dream because they were, I already associated certain things with Lois, and Keith was, he's a jokester, he's a character, you know, but he's, we get along really well. He does his thing, I do my thing, but whenever we meet, it's usually, you know, we crack a few jokes, and so he's sort of like my dad in that way, because, you know, dad likes to crack jokes. But to see them, I mean, now thinking back in some of the dreams, like, it had to do with homes and houses, and I ended up helping them with their move from Atlanta to Sarasota, you know, and picking out, helping them, well, not really picking out, I think in a dream I may have been helping them with a door of some sort. But,
yeah,
now that I say it, I'm like, okay.
Yeah, a portal, a door, yeah, that girl, that's a very, very specific symbol, so that's cool. They've opened so many doors for you on so many levels, it makes sense.
Well, that's true.
Yeah.
That's true.
Yeah.
But I'm also, as you're talking about my dream, I'm looking up at my my vision board, which is above my little desk in my room.
Uh-huh.
And I'm like, yeah, there are flowers, a lot of flowers on my vision board. And,
oh, is that interesting?
And this is kind of a joke, kind of not, but I cut out a picture of Cindy Crawford, which is really funny because she was in an ad for like a, Anna bought a magazine with like the decor magazine. And so, you know, there are a lot of models in there. And Anna said, yeah, they're all too skinny.
Right.
Yeah. You know, they're pretty, they're skinny. But I'm like, but Cindy Crawford, classic, you know.
Iconic
classic
beauty.
Right, right.
Yeah.
And so I'm like, I think I pointed out to Anna, by the way, you know, here's a brunette. You know, and she's like, yeah, but she had tons of stuff on her vision board already. I'm like, okay, well, I guess I'll take that one then.
I'll call your brunette for two blondes. Yeah.
Right.
Like you're playing poker. Okay, that's hysterical.
Right, right.
You're like,
so
well, you know, we can't let some good magazine paper go to waste.
Right.
Let me just take this up, put this beautiful picture of Cindy Crawford. Just, you know what? She needs a home.
She needs a home.
She needs a home.
But as I think about it, you know, everybody in my dream has brown hair. Well, not everybody, mostly everybody.
Right.
The guys I remember, and then one of my friend Kathy, brown hair, brown eyes.
So you're switching it up because you go different route with your preference. So yes, there are lots of options out there. So that's good. You're open.
Yeah.
To possibility.
Yeah.
I love it.
Yeah. Well, I also thought about what Cindy Crawford represented, and Yeah, she's very smart, which is really interesting, you know, to
smart
hear
business
from all
person. Yep.
Yeah. I'm like, yeah, I think that's a good representation. She's you know, just obviously very beautiful, but also very smart. Very smart and seems to have a good home life. So I'm like, okay.
Yeah, she's got a couple of kids.
Yeah.
Just saying. I've had a prediction for a long time now. And I'll be probably the most surprised out of everybody, although I've been saying it, is that if it really ends up being the case. I've had a prediction that when Alisa is out there and she starts dating, now I'm not saying that she's going to end up with this person or whatever, because it could be just, you know, it could be one date and it's done. I'm not saying long term or whatever, but that she's going to, whether casually or more seriously, she will experience meeting somebody that has a child or more. So, and it could be an adult child. It could be anything. Because I just got that. I don't want to take it literally, but but that somebody who has a child or a couple of kids, and they could be young, they could be older, they could be adult children. We don't know. But I'm just waiting for that. I'm just waiting for you to say or to get that text. Liz, I just met this girl. We're going to do Starbucks next week. And yes, she showed me pictures of her kids. I mean, it's something like that. I'm waiting. You heard it here. I've been saying this for like 2 years now. You heard it here first, folks, on the Some of You show. That's going to be really funny.
That is going to be really funny.
Mm-hmm. I've been saying it for a long time, too. So.
Yeah, Michael, what else do you see? I sound like people calling. So,
yes.
Are there any messages? What do you see? What do you see for me?
I see Easter ham. I see hard-boiled eggs. I see, girl, I made the ham yesterday. I made 3 batches of cookies.
Oh, my gosh.
Well, the thing is, I'm leaving here. I'm having my last acupuncture session. Because my girl who I adore is graduating, because I go to the acupuncture clinic and she's amazing. So in order to do that and then come back and finish everything else, I had to start the cooking yesterday.
Right.
And I already like made the asparagus before the show. Hello.
Mm.
Girl. Yeah, I'm exhausted. I am so exhausted.
I'm just hungry now. I hadn't had breakfast yet. I'm like, that sounds good.
Yeah. So So I'm being very, very mindful of healthy cooking. Or just, also with my son having the migraine, and I'm sorry to say, he's had a couple little headaches that we've nipped in the bud with Advil, and he had a little fever yesterday and the day before. So I can't help but feel, I'm praying a lot. I'm praying a lot, like Archangel Raphael. I'm praying a lot. I have a friend of mine who's a neurologist who I'm going to maybe call in a day or two if I'm still concerned, but that's sort of weighing on me a little bit. But
right.
in the book, Life-Changing Foods, and I said this before and now I'm really applying it, and it's such a scam, even with the health food profession, you have to look at your ingredients. You're going to end up spending so much more time in the store. It's incredible how it's added like a half hour in the grocery store to really scan the ingredient list. This is why buying whole foods, like, you know, fruits and vegetables, stuff you're making yourself, is so much simpler. But if it says natural flavors or natural flavoring, that is a bait and switch for MSG. And it's associated with a lot of things, ADHD, autism, migraines, a lot of things. I'm not going to get him Chinese food anymore because it's loaded
right.
with it. And
right.
we had to throw out a whole bunch of stuff. Now, if it's – I'm being judicious about it. If there's, you know, 8 things in the ingredients and natural flavors is the very last thing, I know that it's not that much is in it. I'm literally not buying anything with it in it, but anything that we have, I've thrown out a ton of stuff, and
wow.
I'm being mindful. Turmeric is very good for brain health. So I made pasta sauce with a really good brand of ground beef substitute that had all great ingredients in it, and turmeric and tomatoes, and onions is very good. So I sauteed the onions to death, like just being so mindful, but really cutting back and trying to eliminate in all of our diets, but especially him.
Right.
Natural flavors or MSG, same thing. So you can get that $8 box of cookies at Whole Foods. I am taking such good care of my kids, and if it says natural flavors, you might as well give them the cheap stuff. It's just
right.
as damaging. It's just as damaging, if not more. So be careful, buyer beware. Just because you buy it in Trader Joe's or Whole Foods and you're paying a lot of money for it, it's a scam, knowingly, that the health food industry is doing, but it's MSG. Very bad for you, very bad for you. Yeah.
So you're also trying to figure out, you don't want anything to trigger any more headaches with him.
Right, and it's also beneficial to his health. I was already aware of it prior to the onset of an ocular migraine. He's also very young to get it. He was too old for the seizures, too young for the migraine. I'm like, okay, great, thanks. But let's just go in the ambulance because mommy thinks it's fun. And that's just the worst trigger ever for me. It's devastating. It's, let's just kick in the PTSD because here we go. It is absolutely devastating. And then I have the situation with their father. So I'm just, but let's cook for seven people because it's Easter. Yeah, let's do it. So I'm.
So you're hosting Easter.
Hosting Easter. Yeah. So, but I'm so happy. It's like God is good. Like that, I can go and squeeze in a quick acupuncture appointment, which I need desperately.
Yeah.
So it was worth doing things ahead of time. But just watch your labels, people. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. Well, yeah. In fact, it's interesting because that same woman that was in my dream, my old girlfriend Karen. She has a history of having migraines that I didn't realize. Like, we were roommates. We were friends and roommates before we started dating. And when we started living together, I'm like, wow, you have these a lot, you know, to the point where we would have to go to an emergency room because if she couldn't stop,
she couldn't,
like, throwing up, then she'd just be dehydrated. I'm like, wherever we were picking to live, like, we ended up, you know, living in this apartment complex. I'm like, oh, it's just around the corner from this hospital, so that's good.
Right, that's good. See, that's I hope that does not turn into a lifestyle for my son. Like, oh my goodness. I'm not putting it out.
But
I'm
she had to do the same
there.
Thing.
Right.
She really didn't, I mean, we would only go to the hospital for that kind of stuff, but that was when my cousin Tony had just finished getting his degree from Life Chiropractic College.
Right.
So he was a student and needed people. And I wasn't interested because it looked weird. It sounded weird. But I think, you know, Karen was interested because she thought maybe he could help with these migraines.
Sure.
So that's where it got started. And he was, you know, he would start trying to help her, like, with trying to control the number of migraines
episodes,
she would get.
Right.
But yeah, he'd say, you know, you need to keep a diary of what you're eating. So maybe, because it could be food related.
Right.
Or certainly the food helps, you know, obviously getting the right food in your system will help.
Yeah.
So it's been ongoing. I don't know if she was doing a mixture, you know, doing that, but also because they were so hard. They were so debilitating that she would have to take some type of medication. So, you know, that was like a long time ago. I've seen her since, and I don't know if she gets them as often.
Right. Sometimes you just grow out of them, too. You have them for like 20 years and then done. It's weird.
Right.
It's just very, very weird. So I'm just praying, like, okay, he's an oddball, so maybe this will be like a, you know, an anomaly. I'm concerned he's had a couple of fevers, but then I'm thinking, well, maybe it's a virus that played out like this, and then the fever, and then we're done. You know,
right.
I don't know if I'm, you know, but I'm being very on top of it. And, yeah, I bought just a lot of Whole Foods, you know, and I made, it's extra effort, like I need extra effort, but for my children, yes. So I made an amazing fruit salad that's going to be their breakfast. You just when I know what's in it and it's safe and, oh my goodness. So, and I just have to give it to God. I just have to give it to Spirit. because it's just so I'll lose my mind, and I've already lost it. So,
right.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. 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 Mm. So yeah, it's a
well,
bit
I do
draining.
Hope he gets the feeling, you know, better, and it does play itself out the way it needs to, where it's like,
yeah.
Okay, and you know, now we're done.
And
or,
it's done.
Yeah.
And it's done.
Yeah.
Like, he hasn't had a seizure in 3 years. So let's, maybe this is a one-off like that one. Maybe it's an anomaly. I don't know. But we had to email the school because they're going to think, oh, he's not paying attention. He's putting his head on the desk. You know what I mean? Then he's going to get punished. So I'm praying, please, 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 please. I just want this done. Yeah.
Yeah, because you never know how that plays out. Like, you're right at schools, you know. Jeez.
Oh my God!
You just never know.
I'm a little bit, I'm a little bit of a wreck with everything. It's a lot. You know, and my mother knows what's going on with their father and myself, but my siblings don't. But you know what? My goal is let's be great friends. Let's just be great friends, and it doesn't mean that we're going to pretend to be friends, but let's just be kind and nice to each other, and it will present better than, you know, how we did when the status was different. And I can even tell even my kids now, they don't, thank God, they don't really know outside of normal, you know, mommy and daddy, whatever, just sort of getting along, not getting along, but sort of keeping it contained. It's not really any different. It's not really any different. So sometimes my husband gets a little sloppy, and I have to direct him to the bedroom so that we can have a conversation behind closed doors, like a calm, quiet conversation. So I feel like I'm on high alert all the time. It's exhausting. But it's worth it. It's worth it to not play this out in front of the kids. I won't do it. I refuse to. It's not their problem. It's my freaking problem. It's not their problem. So we'll see what happens. But, yeah, definitely need a vacation.
Well, you know where you can go.
Well, yeah. But, you know, I'm so booked up this summer. It won't happen. It won't happen before, like, August, September. I'm already, like, booked the whole summer. But, with work and stuff.
And then Puerto Rico in October.
I'm going to Puerto Rico in October. Bitch, I am going to Puerto Rico in October. No one's going to stop me. No, we're going. That's happening. And tell Anna. Yeah, that's happening. We're going to go. Anyway, so let's wrap out the show.
Yes, let's.
Girl. And thank you for accommodating the time.
Absolutely.
And happy Easter or happy Sunday, wherever you guys find yourselves. And if you guys need to get a hold of us, you can email loablend@gmail.com. Please like Universal Energy Radio on Facebook and check out the great shows, hosts, and programming available to you. And we're scheduled to be back on the air on Tuesday at 8:30 a.m. United States Eastern Time. Thank you, Elisa, for all your love and support. You're the best co-host ever.
Oh, I love you.
I love
you.
Yes. such a good friend. And when you see Anna, please give her my love when you guys
course.
Stop. And in the meantime, remember to
follow
the feeling to you. Have a great day, everybody. Love you.
Love you. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Tell me that you like it, yeah.